It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
It's podcast time. Welcome. We're here at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices. I was just looking at, I put out a tweet yesterday. Did you see that Cliff Kingsbury and Holly Saunders are dating?
I did see that.
How amazing would those children be?
It's the theory that good-looking people produce good-looking children, which is often true. But sometimes it's not. And that can be surprising.
That's where I'm at. That's a double negative.
You guys suck. I guarantee.
They're so good-looking, their child will not live up to the hype.
I guarantee. If Holly Saunders and Cliff Kingsbury had a child, it would be attractive. Guaranteed. Lock of the century.
By the way, I did want to point out there's another voice today. So that was Nick. Nick talks so people understand you sound a little different than I do.
I sound a little different than you do?
Yeah, he's a little deeper.
Nick's been on like 6 weeks in a row. People know who he is.
I know, but a little deeper. But my point is the whole controversial episode about bands.
About Nick wanting to get rid of the arts.
Like I was on the forum like last week looking, and there was some stuff related to that episode.
Oh, really?
And I swear people were pinning that take on me. I'm like, they have to understand I wasn't saying that crap. That was Nick.
I hadn't seen that thread.
Something about, you know, this is not untrue, but like Charter has bananas for brains or something about like, I think some people thought that was my take that day.
No, Nick is the one who thinks that we need to get rid of the arts.
Yeah, but the takeaway here is that Charter's essentially Googling himself. You know, he's going through the forums looking for his name.
He's doing product research.
There's been a few times where people just, even Williams will say, hey, you might want to get on the forum. Someone's asking some questions. I go in there from time to time.
Well, anytime I see like, a conversation that I think my friends and sponsors and stuff could help with, I alert them, so because then it could lead to a sale or that's all I'm trying to do.
Absolutely.
Do you have a strong sock game, by the way? What are you wearing for socks today? I've upped my game this year. Oh, there you go. Look at those.
Oh,
Iowa State socks.
I actually got
C-Dub wins that one.
These were in my stocking.
Those are nice. So Santa was good.
C-Dub has Iowa State socks. I've got polka dot socks on. Nick has something.
I just got some basic bitches on. Just some nice little Dickies.
I've worn gold toe for years, which are just plain black. And just decided this year my wife bought me some socks for Christmas. Just time to get some design, some color going, which I'm good with.
I like a good crazy sock.
I've never embraced it until this year.
I like socks. I like ties and I like socks. I'm that guy.
Do you wear socks when you're at home? Like gym shorts? Do you have like socks on when you're watching TV? Or
depends on the time of year.
Okay.
This time of year.
This time of year I do because it's cold.
Feet are cold.
In June I do not. It's not cold.
I'm barefoot a lot.
Yeah.
I have to clear this up. So you don't think Saunders and Kingsbury would have a hot kid?
I think it's likely.
Yeah,
they would have.
I don't understand the double negative thing.
Well, let's use an example. I'm not the only one that thinks this. You know, we got someone pregnant here. She's not on today. She's sitting behind us.
She has a lot of volume in her hair.
But it's funny. 2 days in a row, guys have noticed her hair and the volume in it. I think most people would argue that KK borders on attractive. Okay. Travis, her husband's a good
borders on.
Well, I don't.
What does that mean?
I'm protecting myself from lawsuits. And Travis,
because it sounds like you're insulting.
Travis, her husband's a good-looking dude, but she's the first to think that she might have an ugly kid. So even attractive people think that way.
But from what I've gathered about Katie, she's just a negative human being.
Look at that crap she's wearing today. Can you believe that? I told her to go home as soon as I saw her, and she won't. She won't leave.
She's wearing a Hawkeye shirt.
She's wearing a Hawkeye shirt. Yep.
When is the determination made on whether the kid's attractive or not? Is it right away at birth? Is it 2 years old?
No, you can't do it at birth.
No.
Is it too early?
I think that pretty much all kids are cute when they're toddlers.
Right.
I think post-puberty is when you can tell the hotness factor.
Okay, then I'm going with not. I'm going with not on them.
I mean, so...
The same guy who wants to get rid of the arts doesn't think Kingsbury and Saunders would have it.
We'll find out in 20 years then, won't we? So I'm not going to sit there and talk about judging like a 16 or 17-year-old kid. But.
Have we talked about this, though? There's like a comedy routine, or someone was talking about how it's so different for kids, like how we make attractive comments or how kids are attractive for guys much differently than we do girls. So it was...
It's tough being a kid.
Well, as an example, yeah. So my son's 7, and there's a boy on his basketball team that my wife has said, essentially, and girls usually say this, oh, he's going to grow up and be a little lady killer. You know, he's a good-looking kid, and you can just tell he's got good hair.
A lady killer?
Yeah, lady killer, like ladies' man, et cetera. Yeah, that's the phrase.
Play the field.
But I swear this was a comedy routine. Like, no one says it the reverse. You're going to have to bleep this.
Like,
no one says, oh, that little girl's going to...
No, don't say it. Just don't say it.
You know where I'm going, right?
Yeah, she's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, but they say a little bit, whatever. But it's different. It's different for boys and girls, right? So I think...
There's a lot of double standards.
As early as 6 and 7, though, you can tell a boy is likely to be...
I think that you can attractive. Tell a girl is going to be.
Yeah, but you're saying after puberty.
Well, I'm saying... Never mind. I think you can tell if a kid's going to be cute.
Yeah. But I think they need to be...
I was saying the hotness factor, and I'm not about to refer to a 6-year-old as hot. do you see where I'm at? You know, I'm trying to...
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep this somewhat tactful.
It's a fine line there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. Birth... No way. You can be a beautiful baby and grow up and not
every baby's beautiful.
No. You've seen Seinfeld.
Yeah. That is one ugly baby.
Yeah. That is far from true. You can have some... And I've known a few people in my life that were not attractive babies but grew up to be attractive adults. So, ugly swan.
You can grow into that face.
Or ugly duckling, right?
Ugly
beautiful
duckling.
Swan.
Yeah.
At this time, I'd like to... Do a shout out to the great Hiawatha Rutland.
Yeah.
Formerly Loomis P during his rap career.
Yeah, album went triple plastic according to him.
He had the famous song Butterface. She got a butterface. Everything looked good, butterface.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went on and had some choice words after that, which are not podcast appropriate. But tweet at me, guys. Tweet at the podcast page if you once owned the Ames Most Wanted Loomis P album. And if anybody still has it, we need to get that digital.
Yeah.
Because it was epic. Because all of the songs were like inside jokes that only Iowa Staters at that time would understand. And they were hilarious.
I swear he went around with like a necklace with a CD hanging from it.
Probably.
Yeah.
He would like make fun of like the DPS parking division. Like that album was awesome.
Loomis P was his stage name.
My favorite line in the whole deal, I don't remember what song it was, but I think it was in the Ames Most Wanted song actually, which is actually not a bad song.
Yeah.
He goes, Way Terry's our version of Michael Vick.
What?
You remember Way Terry?
Yeah, but how's he at our version of Michael Vick?
Because, I mean, I think because he was a black quarterback, it was an easy comparison for Hiawatha to make.
The talent level
it wasn't a dogfighting reference.
But that's what makes it funny, because the talent level was so different.
Yeah, different there.
But then, like, he one of the songs was called Helmet Shiners.
was it about the equipment staff?
I think it was about... A group of like groupie girls to the football team because it was a sexual song. Like it was all.
I just wonder if he was using like the entendre of like they wear helmets and they're like we get it.
The lyrics, if I remember correctly, said it would go helmet shiner. That's how it sounded, and then Hiawatha comes in and goes, "I want my thing clean." come clean my ding-a-ling.
Oh, man. And how did he not make it big?
I loved Hiawatha, man.
Someone out there has a copy of this.
And I want it. And you need to talk to Danielson and Whitfer because they may have.
Are they background vocals on this stuff?
But they were on that team.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That album, we used to bump that in our dorm room.
I'm gonna ask.
I'm a shiner.
I'm gonna actually text them and ask if they happen to have a copy.
Ames Most Wanted. Don't be disappointed. DPS. See my car. Scared to put a ticket on it.
Man, you look at you. You really studied.
We listened to it all the time.
Just a quick Google search and YouTube search. I couldn't find anything on it.
So
man.
How did you? How did you come across a copy? Was he just handing them out?
Loomis gave me one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hiawatha gave me one. Yeah.
Was it like the Vegas CD? He gave you the CD, told you all about it, and then asked for $20 after?
No, he just gave it to me. I think – I'm pretty sure one night my junior year – I don't know if he was – he brought a bunch of copies to – it was in my apartment because I lived with a couple of football players, and we burned a bunch of copies.
Oh, it's definitely out there. It's definitely out there, yeah.
Think how far we've come. Like you said, you burned a bunch of copies. Like you guys had a fire with the CDs. No, back when you burned CDs, like to make copies of it.
We're getting to the point quickly.
That's
like,
gone.
What's a CD?
Yeah,
yeah, it's gonna happen.
It is, man. If I could get that digital now, I would listen to it all the time. And I would do Cyclone Fanatic podcast intros paying homage to Hiawatha.
Where did he record it? Was it like in a dorm room type thing?
No, it was good quality.
Okay.
It was good quality.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it wasn't bad.
All right. If you want to be a podcast hero and you have a copy of this thing, man.
Ames Most Wanted. Don't be disappointed.
Reach out to Williams so he can relive the glory days.
DPS, see my car. Scared to put a ticket on it.
I think we all want a copy of it. I want a copy of it now.
Just hear how good.
They were playing, like, homage to, like, Coach Mack. Like, it was awesome. And there's younger people listening to this right now. You guys, like, it. You know, everybody likes retro right now, right? That's like the big thing. This is old school clones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the fact that Hiawatha is deceased, like it's I mean, we're paying homage to the man.
Could you post it on Fanatic? You just have to include the explicit lyric that was on all those things back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Parental advisor.
There are
that
people,
black and white sticker, man. You were cool if I had one of those on there.
There are people listening right now who know what I'm talking about.
There's also some that have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even who Hiawatha was.
Hiawatha was a good running back when he was healthy.
So. Yeah, that team had talent in other ways.
Oh, yeah.
The talent now is pretty much on the football field, but.
Man, the amount of those guys from Mac's era who are dead.
It's crazy.
It is. I'm going to do a big podcast series on that, I think. I think that's my.
There's like six or seven in there.
More than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just off the top of my head.
Stevie.
Some of them are kind of strange, too.
His dad, Hiawatha,
Enos,
Chris Love.
Hiawatha, Chris Love, Tyese Thompson.
Eiler.
Yeah, Eiler. There's more. It's really sad. That's a lot of young people who
And
lost
none of
their
them
life.
Were like natural causes either.
There are a lot of weird things. I mean, Stevie committed suicide.
What was Hiawatha's? I can't remember.
He drowned.
Like in a pool? Or
like a. Like a lake.
Yeah.
And it
well,
was.
Speaking of drowning, then you throw in a different sport, but Jackson Vroman. Like
Jackson?
Drowning. That was a weird story.
I'm pretty sure that was drug related from what the autopsy and stuff said.
I thought there was a video of it. Not that I've seen, but I just thought it was on, like, video. There's video of the pool.
It doesn't matter. It's really sad.
No.
It's really sad.
Yep.
Well, I'm bummed out. Great podcast, guys.
Hey, I want to pick your brain on. Football for a second before we go to basketball, Williams. And unfortunately, we're talking about Iowa State's game at Baylor. But all the talk, obviously, right now revolves around Kyler Murray suddenly going to the draft and all of this.
Is that, like, official?
Yeah. Like, I mean, plenty of articles out there. A's expect Kyler Murray to go to the NFL draft. Yeah. So it's worth talking about now because it's likely going to happen. So – my question is, you saw the guy play. This is the debate. We were having this in our text group last night. It's the whole size thing. Well, Russell Wilson did it. Drew Brees did it. Kyler Murray's like 5'9", dude. He's listed at 5'10", in some places. Guy's probably 5'9". Yes, he's quick. And then the argument, well, he saw over the line at Oklahoma. It's not going to be any different in the NFL. I just have a hard time thinking he's going to be a stud in the NFL. And really the debate is baseball versus football. Where do you make more money? What's the smarter move? And a lot of people say, well, if he gets drafted in the first round, he's going to make more money in the NFL. And then I point to, well, if he's relatively successful at baseball, you got someone like Jason Hayward who signed a $182 million contract. Kyler Murray's never making that type of money in the NFL, in my opinion. Where would you come down on the side of him, you know, specifically? Should he go to the NFL draft? Is he a number one or first round talent for the NFL?
I don't think so.
A lot of people seem to think he is.
No, I know, and a lot of people are smarter than me. I wouldn't draft him to play quarterback in the NFL, though. Well,
the Cliff Kingsbury thing, too, now, right? Like, oh, there's a coach that's kind of familiar with him. They could probably utilize him in a system that
– Yeah, but Arizona's got there.
They got Rosen.
There's also a report that said he'd be willing to get rid of Rosen and get Murray.
Or at least
a rumor. I guess not a
rumor. I mean, if he went to the NFL and succeeded, he'd be by far the smallest quarterback.
Everybody keeps saying this. Like, does Kingsbury have GM powers there?
I don't think so.
That seems like an incredibly stupid thing for the Cardinals to just hand him over the entire – Kingsbury can't just up and trade Josh Rosen to get Kyler Murray.
I would doubt it.
I mean
– a guy who's never been an NFL head coach gets power like that?
He just got fired from Texas Tech.
That's what's weird. But you notice in that profession, people –
that's falling forward right there.
People get fired all the time, and then they're the next thing at the next place.
Yeah, I know.
All the time.
I don't necessarily think it's a horrible hire. I just it's so hard to block when you know, people, when they think that they want something and they think something and it's in their head, it's so hard to change their mind. If I were Kyler Murray, I would just play baseball. You don't have to worry about CTE. You just, you know, your body's going to be in so much better.
Here's the take, and it might be a little bit.
You can make just as much money long-term, probably more.
The take of our good pal Adam Gray is the CTE is almost irrelevant because they don't get hit anymore in the NFL. That's quarterbacks are protected. I'm like, well, yeah, but he's going to run.
Yeah.
A lot.
A little bit in Gray's defense, CTE is so much more prevalent for linemen.
Yeah.
And guys who hit every play. I mean, but not – CT aside, forget about that.
You still
that.
Have the chance. The chances are still much higher in football than baseball.
Sure. Forget that. Like, what are the chances? You have a lot bigger chance to blow out your ACL in football than you do baseball. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your quality of life at 60 is going to be better if you're a baseball player than if you're a football player at any position.
One would think.
Especially an undersized guy like him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not a lot of risk of injury, some injury, when you play center field for the Oakland A's.
Correct.
You know, you occasionally get hit by a pitch. You're maybe going to run into a wall a time or two. But for the most part.
It's just hard to tell a guy, like, if he really wants to play football and he just won the frickin' Heisman and you know that there's agents who are probably pressuring him and, like. But I just think that, like, your quality of life long term is so much better if you're a baseball player. But, again, who am I to say
I heard that? Some interesting takes off of what he could do. So, apparently his father – 35 years ago, did some similar things. Because people are like, well, he'd have to pay back the Oakland A's and he'd have to do all this stuff. And these are real articles I was reading last night. It wasn't like on Twitter or whatever. Somebody said he could report to spring training where he gets the remainder of his signing bonus. So there's a lot of his signing bonus still out there.
Okay.
He has to report to get that money, right? And that's coming up in February. In February,
they're going to start. Yeah, it's not that far from now, yeah.
So he could do that, right? Figure out if he's liking baseball, if he can still hit, all of that stuff. And some people even said he could still then go back and play in the fall at Oklahoma. He could play it at Oklahoma another year and then say, okay, I've done the baseball thing a little bit. I'm going to go back to Oklahoma and then make a decision. After that, he doesn't need to make his decision now, but he could go get the rest of that $4.9 million or whatever just
That's
by basically
crazy.
Reporting.
Wow.
So he has some really interesting decisions to make with a lot of money at stake, a lot of money. So I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Do you think we'll ever see another two-sport athlete, professional?
I think yes, in some regard. You know, it's – full-time,
you know,
stud.
I hate to have it all come back to this always, but if we ever use the technology that the aliens have, that we've discovered, it'd be really easy to get from one end of the country to another in about 20 minutes.
Well, we are going to have...
Why would it take 20 minutes?
Because the technology, so you boom, you're there.
We're going to have 20 minutes is a long time, man.
We're going to have hyper trains.
Way beyond that.
We don't need that technology. We're going to have
You know what I'm saying? Cuz like if we had all that technology, if the government would just release all that technology to the private sector, like Kyler Murray could play an NFL game in Atlanta and then in 10 minutes be in LA to go play a baseball game.
Is the technology physical transportation, or is it more like a teleportation?
No, it's physical transportation. Okay. It's just how, like, the spaceships work and stuff. Not our spaceships. There.
I'm finding 20 minutes hard to believe, but they are.
No, for real. Like,
they are going to make.
You're there.
I think we have a. I think we have a better chance of fast trains. That's what they're working on now. Like in tubes that go faster than airplanes, and you don't have to wait as long to get on the plane.
Just a bunch of pneumatic tubes, like the bank tellers.
Basically, yeah, yeah. Our boy Elon Musk is working on that right now. So
I'm still waiting for the Wonka video.
Musk
to come
also
around.
Thinks that we're going to be like living on Mars in 2040.
Would you, if you had the capabilities now, you ever wonder about the people that volunteer to do stuff like that or would volunteer?
Well, there's a lot of people there.
Have you seen the movie Passengers? It's like that.
No.
Good movie. I liked it. But yeah, would you ever raise your hand?
Be no. Like,
I'll go do that.
No, I'd let somebody else.
I'd go visit. I'd visit a relative there, but I wouldn't. I don't think I'd want to live there.
What if
it could be really awesome though?
Because of Mark's beliefs, like our planet's being destroyed. What if, you know, Earth is just such a train wreck in 30 years, and you have a better quality of life in Mars? Would you go?
Yeah, I'd consider it. I mean, I got to lay my carbon footprint down somewhere.
Talking
right?
about like acid rain. All that stuff that we're going to have
See,
here.
I'm one of those guys that like the floodwaters are rising, and I'm like, I'm not leaving. That's me, man. This is my home.
What are radon levels in Mars?
This is my planet. I'm staying here, man.
You've got your bunker with all the food that you've saved up over the years and jars.
I was born on Earth, and I'm going to die
everywhere.
Here.
You've got all the, like, jam.
What about if you had the money, would you fly to space? You can do that. I mean, civilians can do that now. Would you pay a lot of money if you had the money to fly into space?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, within reason.
100 grand.
I'm a space guy. Like, I'm obsessed with it. That's like a thing that it's like a hobby of mine. So yeah, I would love to go to space. I would really, really, really.
Is it LaGrasse? How do you say his name? Neil Tyson? You know the
No, it's Neil Armstrong.
No. I'm talking about the black scientist that is really popular now. What
the hell does his skin color have to do with anything?
I'm describing him to you, so you know who I'm talking about, son.
I know who you're talking about.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, I think is his name.
I honestly don't know who this guy is.
Oh, yes, you do.
Dude, he's awesome. He goes on talk shows like Colbert and stuff, and he talks about space and science stuff, but really dumbs it down so people like me understand it. He's really good at describing what's going
on.
He's
basically Bill Nye the Science Guy, except he is real. And he tells real things.
What are you saying that about?
He's the guy that said.
Let me get this. I know that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you.
You don't think that Bill Nye is a real science guy?
He doesn't come off as real. Is that what we're going with, Nick?
I mean.
Nick's like, oh, crap. Now here we go again. More people are going to hate me.
Because honestly, like, I'm peeling back layers of the onion of you because the whole.
Oh, band, you haven't figured out that he's a skeptic?
The whole band thing was one thing.
Bill
Nye
likes to pick a cause and try to, you know, point why that cause is false scientifically. And I'm going to say.
Why did you do quotations?
I haven't followed him closely enough to know what he's actually BSing on, but I don't believe. I don't believe his degree is maybe what we think it should be for.
Do some
like
googling.
That.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson was the one we talked about this, I think, on the podcast once that said, and I like stuff like this. I can wrap my brain
Bill,
around things
Bill,
like this.
Bill,
what would happen to us, Chris, if the
Bill
Earth,
Nye, the science guy,
the Earth? Can we agree the Earth is currently rotating? Okay.
Yeah.
What would happen to us if the Earth stopped?
We'd be just frozen in the season that we're in.
No, I'm just like physically what would happen to us.
Well, a lot of
if,
crap
if
would
the
happen.
Earth we'd just all, stopped.
We would all die.
Rotating. We would all die. And the question is why? Well, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson, I think he said east, we would all fly to the east at 800 miles per hour. if the Earth just stopped, we would go flying at 800 miles per hour and crash into whatever the hell we would crash into.
And that would kill us.
It would not be good. That's a lot of speed for a human to be flying through the air.
This could happen?
He's not saying it could happen. He said what would happen if the Earth stopped. He's not projecting this to happen anytime soon.
But it's, I got to get my anxiety
so
meds.
Us and everything, that like this table in front of me, which is really heavy, we'd all go flying at 800 miles per hour
to
the east.
We'd all die before we even hit anything.
So we need the Earth to keep rotating. Well, that's what's, you know, screw a wall in Mexico. Let's just keep this thing spinning.
Well, you know what? I hope that you listen to what you just said and think deeply about it tonight when you're...
That I want the Earth to keep spinning? Is that what you want?
No, but that we need to take care of our planet.
Well, yeah, for us to live, yes.
And for your kids and like your grandkids, and we need to...
Would you like me to not drive my Tahoe? Is that what you're saying?
No, but eventually you're not going to be able to... Just like I have a truck. You mm-hmm. know, it's not like I'm driving a hybrid out there.
Yeah.
I honestly do think, though, in our lifetimes, like, there's going to be big change with that. You guys like my stock picks, right? We like talking stocks on this show.
Right.
Lane, by the way, breaking news, Lane did have a copy. He says he's not sure it survived the years, though. So he's going to have to look, probably. But he does acknowledge that he had a copy. So that's good.
I'm really wanting to get some exposure to the clean energy space.
Okay.
Because think about it. Because, like, whatever happens in the 2020 election cycle. What did I tell you when Trump got elected? I said crazy breeds crazy. Did I not tell you that?
Something
like
that.
And, like I said, whatever the left comes up with now is going to be way crazier than they've ever had.
Yep.
And they're going to center the whole conversation around, like, global – a lot of it around global warming and stuff. And in my opinion, rightfully so.
Not real.
The fact that Bence doesn't think it real
proves,
like,
your point.
Proves my point. Thank you, Bence.
The Earth is constantly warming and cooling.
Oh, man.
See what you started, Williams?
Yeah. I think with that conversation, like the clean energy sector is – it's inevitable in our lifetime that sector is going to take off. Am I wrong?
I think everybody can appreciate clean energy.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
I'm not saying we have to quit driving our trucks, but there's a lot of opportunity there from an investment angle, in my opinion, in solar and, you know.
So then the question becomes
emerging markets. Then, huh? You mean you got the clean energy,
but the question really becomes like
crypto. I'm all about the future.
You got to be in the cryptos.
If you care about the environment, if you care about the climate, all of that stuff, then in your daily life, the question has to be, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
And everyone can say, I don't litter. Okay, that's a common sense one. Hopefully nobody litters regardless of how you feel
about it. Back in the day, people littered all the time. Now there's a lot more awareness of it.
Yeah, but, like, you know, what do you do? Why do you not have solar panels on your house? Why do you not have a hybrid vehicle? Why do you, you know, all of those things. Why do you get plastic sacks at the store or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, so in your daily life, are you conscious of it? Or is it just something you hope for?
I'm conscious of it, but I'm not physically doing a lot. This is what I think will happen. I think there's a lot of people who would be like us, where it's like, yeah, we think about it, but we don't have solar panels and stuff. I think we're like a generation away from it. It becomes a situation where, like, right now we all talk about it and we're aware of it. And when my daughter is my age, she's probably going to be mandated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be a deal, like a survival thing.
Well, times are changing, too. Elon Musk has produced, these exist now, has produced shingles for your roof that are solar panels. Each one is a solar panel. And this is where it's problematic. People say, oh, just build a house with that, because they say these are actually cheaper than a roof is now, an asphalt shingle roof. The problem is it's cheaper when you take into account energy savings over 30 years.
Yeah, nobody lives in a house for 30
years. But you still got to spend a lot to get it put in place up front.
So I think the only way that it really is, I know that a guy like you is not like about government mandates and stuff.
Oh, no.
But at some point, though, there's got to be like a reward for doing that, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got to give people a reason to do it.
Other than feeling good about yourself.
Because otherwise, like, we're all creatures of habit. Like, it's to... Like, if we've driven gas cars forever and just say, like, okay, well, now you need to go out and buy a $100,000 electric car, but it's going to save you money in gas over this. Well, yeah. we're not used to that. Like, no. And it's not normal enough for us now. Right? I do think in the next 10 to 15 years, we're just going to be so much more educated on that stuff where it'll be a lot. And when you go to Carl Chevrolet, they're probably going to have stuff like that, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it's caught on, and I'm not saying it won't catch on, but Carl Chevrolet, since you mentioned them, if you go down there, they've got charging ports. Like, they've got a bank of charging ports.
Absolutely.
You see it in Hy-Vee parking lot. This spot's reserved for, you know, a hybrid car. But you also at the same time see companies like Chevy, they're stop making some of those. Like, it's been somewhat embraced, but it hasn't been widely accepted. And I don't know what it's going to take for that to happen. When people start to think, like, what do you mean? I have to get something installed in my garage so I can do this. It's those extra steps.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
That people don't want to take. You know, obviously we're going to have advancements in 20 years. It's going to look drastically different than it does now. As an example, I think in 20 years, a lot of us won't be driving our cars. I mean, we'll physically be in them, yes. But, you know, the autopilot feature of cars is going to become more and more and more common.
You think we'll just blow that alien technology and bzzz.
No, not bzzz. That. But I do think we're going to say drive, and we're going to be able to kind of sit there and just
Speaking of that, we got a deal for Christmas. We got an Alexa.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing.
Alexa's always listening.
I never
always.
She told me good morning this morning when I was making coffee.
Really?
How do you feel about that?
Without you saying her name?
Yeah.
Occasionally Alexa will kick on when you don't say her name, and there must be something close to it that she's hearing.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, because I thought you had to say Alexa.
Yeah. Well, in theory, yes. You're supposed to trigger that. I was trying to use it the other day, because I use Alexa as a timer in our kitchen. Alexa, I'm cooking mac and cheese. Please set the timer for 7 minutes. I do that all the time. The problem is, the other day when I was trying to do that, I couldn't remember her name.
You couldn't remember Alexa's name?
No.
How?
I couldn't. It bricked on it for a little while.
I was upset.
It came back to me, but I'm like, oh, I can't get it to work because I can't remember her name.
My big takeaway is that I couldn't give her an Australian accent.
Oh, you wanted to?
Yeah.
What are the options? Are there any?
No. She only has one voice. I asked her.
Can you change her name? I mean,
no.
Well, what about the families with kids named Alexa?
Alexa, I know.
I mean, you got little Alexa and Google. You can't do anything in your house now.
Yeah. I don't know. Wait,
so last night, because I was getting it all set up, and Cameron, I taught her how to tell Alexa to play, like, Mickey Mouse theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to turn into a deal.
My kids will say, Alexa, tell me.
That one.
You can say, Alexa, tell me a joke. And she will.
Oh, yeah.
She'll tell jokes.
Cammie last night, because I was putting her to bed, and she's like, will that robot play Fancy Nancy?
I feel bad when little kids are trying to say Alexa, and they can't say it clearly enough or is recognizing what they're trying to
get
say.
Get mad about it.
She just calls her that robot.
That robot. Yeah. Is it weird to have a device in your home that you know is always listening to what's going on? It has to, because it's waiting to hear what you need to say.
Nah, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. You've been listened to for long enough already.
Yeah, through my phone.
The government's listening to everything that you do anyways. The government's watching us right now.
We are the alien technology.
How thick do you think the file is on you? Obviously the government knows that you're onto them.
Yeah, because of the aliens.
So is it like a real thick file?
I think the government's probably mildly concerned about me because of my...
You have a platform?
Yeah, the platform.
And you've exposed Area 51.
And
so.
I think that they know that I'm onto them about the JFK and Marilyn Monroe stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I do think there's an element of concern, but I think the government ultimately knows I'm on their side.
Do you think there's an employee at the NSA that every time a new podcast comes out, he has to listen just to make sure?
I think a little bit. I think
that's a highly sought-after job.
It is.
I guarantee it. Hey. He goes by the Catchman, I believe.
Oh, yeah. He works for the NSA. He might, dude.
He just sends them the notes. No need to listen, guys.
Cliff,
I got it.
Cliff notes. This one was clean. Don't worry about it. He's our biggest fan, man.
All right, I got one other rant before we do into any Iowa State stuff.
Oh, great. Here we go.
See this bag?
Yeah, the Merce. Yeah.
It's a nice bag.
Nice modern-looking bag.
Fossil.
Yeah?
It's an expensive bag. I took Mark's advice. Got threads coming apart.
What did that cost you? $199?
No, it was in the 200s.
Okay, that was close.
Because I was tired of having cheap bags that I was replacing every year.
Well, so you just bought it?
This is about a year and a half old. Seams are coming out.
Get yourself a Coach bag, man. I love mine. It's fantastic. It gets double what you spent, but
Coach
it's
is
worth
expensive.
It. It's real nice.
I thought that was only girl stuff.
No,
Coach makes.
I believe
men's
Coach bags. Originally started out as a men's brand.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they told me at the store, but I think they just wanted me to buy.
I would say get you what I have, but mine's heavy, man. It's too heavy. I work out every time I carry that thing.
It really is. This really chaps my ass.
So, all right, Fossil. Are you listening, Fossil? Hey, Alexa, tell Fossil to F off.
I don't believe I can do that.
Just past the warranty
Well,
period.
You know what you got to do now. Do what everyone else does. Go on to Twitter, @Fossil, not happy with my bag. Please DM us. We'd be happy to hand in this situation. I bet they'd send you a new one. Do you ever abuse your powers? Yeah. You could.
Do you know how many people
All right,
I reach?
This is who I reach every week. I'm going to go on and just rip your crap brand, man. You guys need to do better. Send me a new bag. I bet they would.
If they knew it was good for them, they would.
He's pondering if he should abuse his powers.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I can actually do that.
Hell yeah, you could,
or
dude.
Or if I would get, like, sued.
Do you know who I am?
Do you try?
Well, I did that with Benchwarmers,
Here's what I think you should do.
You still going there?
I don't know. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Bench sauce, man. That's where we should go to lunch.
I might have gone
Damn
there
Damn it, you should have said that.
I just gave them free advertising.
This is what you should do. I really feel like you should... and it isn't even really sponsorships. It's just because of all the shows you do, you have this opportunity to at least get stuff where you can try it. And all you're doing is talking about whether you liked it or not. So many companies would send you stuff for free.
Yeah, but I can't do that on Cakes. And
you can do it here.
It's called Plugola. You get fired for that.
You could do it here, man. For sure.
I could do it here, yeah.
You know, hey, me undies. You know, send me a box of your underwear so I can wear it for
if
a
anybody
week.
Wants to send me free stuff, go for it.
You know?
Chris wants your free underwear.
Hey, you know what I started doing this week?
No.
It's been very therapeutic.
Freeballing?
Turntable.
What do you mean turn? Like a record player?
Yeah, that's right.
Like listening to records?
Yeah.
You know who you need to hang out with more?
Lane. Lane loves that.
He's got one in his basement. He likes vinyl.
I love me some vinyl. I got one for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have anything to listen to it with, so I was just kind of like, whatever. Yeah. But then I bought a bunch of cheap records.
Yeah.
And I've been just doing that at night.
Do you like that sound when you first put the needle on and it makes the staticky noise before it hits the song?
This is where I know I'm just a petulant child, and all I'd want to do is just sit there and just scratch the record and act like I'm a freaking DJ, right?
Well, get some crappy records for a dollar, and you can do that.
So yeah,
what are you listening to on vinyl?
Eric Church.
Yeah.
I got some old George Strait.
Do they make everything that comes out in a CD, do they make a vinyl version of it, or is it just real specific stuff they do that with?
I think it's kind of made a comeback.
Like, where do you buy these at? Where did you buy like
Amazon.
Just Amazon?
Yeah. But there's a lot of, like, record stores on the internet that have, like, millions.
Pretty much everything.
I mean, they're definitely not mass-producing Eric Church's vinyl record, because there's not that many people that want vinyl.
I think the genre probably has a lot to do with it. You know what I found the other day that I couldn't decide if it was worth purchasing? The Warren G Regulator.
The album?
They had it on vinyl.
Yeah.
It was like $20, though. I was like, I don't know if it's worth it.
You know what I think about? I think back to my childhood when we had records at the house. Like, what was cool about vinyl was, like, the album itself.
Yeah.
Like, the art
that
came in it. It's just something cool about sliding it out of the pocket. I like that part.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Is it what she said? All right. Do you need to bitch anymore? Or
no, I think I'm good. I think I've covered everything that's going through my mind.
So, Fossil, let's get crap together.
Benchwarmer still owes us money.
Did you face any flack for outing them the other day?
No, I don't care. I'm not saying anything that's not true.
In this day and age, you're not supposed to out people. It's just not, you know. Even.
I think you're talking about something different.
Oh, okay. That might be. Well, if we want to bitch about anything else, let's bitch about losing to Baylor. That was it was not ugly. Play of the game in a negative way for me. Tell me if I'm wrong here.
Was that garbage jump ball call?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right, yeah.
But that okay, turned. you can argue that it's a foul because he comes over the back and does that. Yeah. I have no problem with that. But Shaq just holding the ball and doing nothing, that's a recipe to get tied up. You can't do that.
Well, I thought he was like wrestling it from his own guy. I don't remember which side.
He kind of turned away from his own guy into the Baylor player.
Yeah, it was a weird play. Yeah, I don't know. But that was a terrible call, though.
Yeah. And then the ending. fouled on that play. Should have been shooting three.
Yeah, I have less irk for that one just because Nick was so out of control. And, like, I don't think you're going to get bailed out on that very often. But it was definitely a foul.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard for a ref to call that right there. Unless it's James Harden making that shot, then it's a foul call for sure.
And you know Nick would have made the first two and missed the third.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been.
Nothing against him. I just.
Yeah, you're right.
It's hard to make three in a row of pressure time as there's no time on the clock or whatever it was. Why do we do that? That's my question to you, Williams. You are Mr. Iowa State basketball. Why is it so easy to have the letdown? You kill Kansas. You look great. Is it because there's no crowd down there? Is it because it's Tuesday night? I mean, what's the deal?
I said before that game, there were three teams I wouldn't want to play after the Kansas game. West Virginia because of their weird style.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas Tech and Baylor because of how they play defense. And specifically Baylor because there's nobody there. Like, it just to me, like, it was a recipe for a loss.
I don't know.
I'm not going to overreact to it.
It's just one game in a regular season. It doesn't matter like it does in football.
I know it's a game they should have won, but, like, the way I look at it, I always lean on Vegas because they're objective.
Yeah.
They had Iowa State as a three-point favorite, which is essentially a toss-up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so Vegas is saying if that game's at Hilton Coliseum, Iowa State's favored by 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Like, my point is let's put some clarity in our minds here. We just saw Iowa State kill Kansas, so everybody gets really high, and rightfully so. It was a phenomenal win. But, like, the objective people said, oh, you're 3 points better than them on that court. So, you know, this isn't Anthony Davis in Kentucky going to Mississippi State. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's come back to reality just a little bit. Iowa State can still have a really good year, and they could still win the Big 12. Who knows?
The frustration is seeing a team out there that, and I'm biased as hell, that you feel from a talent perspective is clearly better.
Yeah, they got stuff to work on, though, guys. Like, the Wigginton coming off the bench thing, I don't know how Steve keeps doing that. Like,
And not only off the bench, but he's missing the first 6-7 minutes.
It was a little fluky
of the game.
How that worked about it was fluky how that worked against Kansas, because I do think Steve wanted to get him in earlier, and there were some, you know, the timeouts.
Yeah.
What I found interesting, and this is where I'm like, what's he going to do? And I don't even know what the right or wrong thing is. I have no idea. But at the end of the game, you know, the last 5 minutes, Halliburton's not in.
Yep.
And Wigginton wasn't very good. Wigginton's plus minus was minus 13, by far the worst on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I'm Halliburton, I'm like, well, what the hell? Why am I not out there?
Yeah.
Well, this guy, and Wigginton's been taking a lot of plays off on defense if you go back and watch the tape. So it's like, is Lindell okay? Then you don't want to piss off your other guys. Like, Steve's in a weird spot. I think he'll work it out.
He's
like,
got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I think he'll work it out. But, like, the aspect that Lindell got hurt to lose his spot and didn't get it back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a weird dynamic.
Do you think, all things being equal, is Wigginton the best player we have?
No, I don't think he's the best player.
Who are you picking that's best? I mean, Tucker's a freshman. He's got a lot of potential.
I think Horton Tucker has more potential than anybody on the roster. Him and Halliburton.
Okay.
I mean,
Shaq's playing great.
Shaq's the best player.
Okay. But yeah, Wigginton.
Shaq's the best player.
Just, you look at Wigginton, he should be starting.
No, I agree. And I think that high end potential, he's right there. But I think, I mean, to argue against Shaq right now would be tough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead and look at him. He's a leading scorer in the league. He's pretty efficient. He rebounds. He's a good team player, plays defense. He does everything.
I just don't know why. If you say so, Wigginton starts, who sits, it's Horton Tucker. But,
man, I just don't know.
Is that a problem?
Well, you don't want to lose him.
Yeah, but you're going to lose him by saying, hey, we're going to go with the experienced guy who was a starter and got hurt?
Yeah, I don't know. And that's where I'm just like,
Is he managing egos at this point?
Steve will do what's best because he's with those. He knows those guys. We don't know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some guys are okay coming off the bench. Some aren't. Like, we used to see Fred deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
Tyrus McGee came off the bench. Fred used to say, like, oh, he – because I like him off the bench. Well, there's probably an element of truth to that. Tyrus didn't care. You know, he knew he was going to get his minutes, and he was fine with it. So you got to find your guy. I almost thought walking out of Hilton on Saturday, I said this to Hines, and I were talking about this very conversation.
Yeah.
Like, don't start Haliburton. He's okay with it. Like, that to me, like, that kid, it doesn't matter.
Seems like he has the right temperament for it.
And they're all still can play 30, 32 minutes. Like, it's not
– that's just it. Maybe he approaches it from that perspective, which he goes to his guys and says, you're going to play 25 minutes. You're going to 30-minute guys. So it doesn't matter what those minutes
correct.
Are. It's just you're going to get playing time.
I think that Lindell gets more out of hearing his name called in the starting lineup than others.
Yeah.
He seems like that type of guy to me. It's not a criticism of him. But I think he's earned it, too. You know, like he was there last year when they were just getting their teeth kicked in and keeping him in games.
Yeah.
But but we don't know, like, how is he in practice? How is he in meetings? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but honestly, does it matter more? Would you rather, if you're a player, you're a competitive guy, right? And you have a choice now. Okay, you can be the guy that's starting the game, or you can be the guy that's finishing the game. And Wigginton's going to be a guy that's in at the end more often than not. You could argue that's much more important.
Yeah.
So maybe he understands that too.
The one thing I've learned too about these kids is like what influences are affecting them behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because there's so many in basketball, AAU coaches and handlers, and it's like who – I think that this group's pretty good with that, but I don't know. Like I don't envy Steve in this spot. And you know what? And honestly, we're probably making too big of a deal out of it. They're going to win on Saturday, and then people will be okay.
Do you love how fast we go from, I'm not sure what this team's going to be this year, to we're probably going to win the league?
Yeah, to now, like, they suck again.
it's every time.
It's kind of exhausting.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is kind of exhausting.
Well, and it's amplified for you because you're around it every day.
Yeah. I mean, look at Iowa, like. After last Thursday, everybody thought that
total garbage.
And now they've won two in a row and one without Tyler Cook.
Yeah.
Like, total. It's like.
Although, I wasn't buying. I never buy Northwestern as a strong team.
No, they suck. What.
Are you concerned about Lard at all? Considering Azubuike was also day-to-day, and then also he's out for the season. Now we're doing an MRI on Lard.
No.
Do they think he's going to be all right?
I actually think that Lard's fine.
Okay.
I don't know that. I'm no doctor. But I think.
You look like one.
I think that they're just ruling out an Achilles, like a slight deal, is from what I understand. But I don't.
Yeah.
They're ruling it out to, they don't want to throw him out there and hurt him, I think is. Lard, I loved Lard the last two games. He's playing his ass off. Yeah. He's a guy you don't got to worry about right now.
I continue to be amazed by, and I'm jaded because I grew up with it, having grown up in Ames. But man, do you notice it. When the Cyclones go on the road, their last two road games at Oklahoma State and at Baylor, and you see these crowds that are pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we have it so freaking good at Hilton Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
Filled up. You got fans there that appreciate effort, right? You know, Lard's going to get a standing ovation when he comes out after having 2-3 blocks or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
That has to matter to those players.
Absolutely.
And they recognize it when they're at home versus where they go on these road trips. Yeah. I mean, other than it's Kansas, obviously, great, great home crowd. Us, who would be third in the Big 12? I mean, I think we're clearly one, two.
Might be up there.
Kansas State and West Virginia.
But K-State stinks.
Yeah, so. But they both have good home courts. The rest of them really suck.
Yeah.
TCU, Tech's getting better now that they're improving.
Yeah.
Baylor's terrible. The Oklahoma schools are terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kansas State and West Virginia. Those are the two.
Yeah. And they're both down this year.
Yeah.
Compared to what they normally are. If we're going to win the Big 12, man, this is a good year to do it. That's for sure. Azubuike being out for Kansas is a big loss for them. But we'll see when we go to their place.
You guys going to the game on Saturday?
I'll be there. I think I'm going to be right behind the bench, my friend.
Woo!
right behind the bench. I'll be slapping high fives with those guys.
VIP.
Don't slap their butts.
VIP.
Come out to the women's game Saturday night. Bring the kids.
Can I have one more bitch? I didn't get any this time.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a good time.
Yeah, the women's game. You can talk about women's if you want. Yeah. You're busy working at the games, so you may not notice these things. Iowa State has 5 for 5 and 35 for the lawn tractor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shoot the green and yellow basketballs.
Yeah.
You got to make 5, for those that don't know, you got to make 5 3-pointers from the top of the key in 35 seconds, and you want a riding lawnmower. I've seen this too many times. I saw it again last Saturday at the Kansas game. College-age male goes out there.
You can't hit
probably that. Airballed 85% of his shots.
Yeah. Well, we're not all superior.
Dude,
you
do not have to be a good athlete
to hit
get the ball to the rim.
Yeah, just hit the backboard even.
It's like this was not a small dude. He was girthy. But it's like maybe he listens to the podcast. I don't know. And if you do, go to the gym, dude.
Did you just say he was girthy?
He was, you know.
Enjoys a tenderloin.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. So
this guy.
I mean, well, you're not a stud athlete, dude. You're in your 30s now. Could you routinely at least get it to the basket from there?
I would win the lawn tractor.
I mean, it's not that hard,
dude. I would win the lawn tractor.
And then when you see that they're coming, hey, look, you just shot 3 in a row and you airballed all of them. How about you go a little bit harder?
I'm firmly convinced I would
win.
Is this
how you're going to coach your kids, dude? Like, it's not that hard to put the ball in the basket. Why can't you just do it?
Nick,
got to throw the ball up and get it in the basket.
Nick,
shoot.
Nick, we're not even talking about making the shot, dude.
Yeah, just you're saying hit the backboard.
Get it to the hoop.
Something.
Air ball. What is going on here? You don't have the strength to get the basketball to the rim? You're an adult male.
Yeah.
I'm not picking on women here. This is an adult male.
Yeah.
They can't get it there.
How do those people get picked?
I have no idea.
I mean,
because they don't ever announce a ticket or anything like
right.
that.
Right. It's
the games.
Like,
I have no idea.
If I didn't think I could even hit the rim, I would be like, no, I'm going to pass. Somebody else can do it, you know?
I have no idea.
So you think it'd be somebody that has
shot at
basketball?
That's my bitch of the day. And if you're listening and that was you on Saturday, hey, man, I'm sorry, but pump some iron.
I'm sorry, but figure it out.
Yeah. Do something.
Jeez.
See, I'm not going to get a free bag out of my bitch. Fossil's going to hook you up with something.
You get a free tractor.
That's
Fossil's
the
not giving me anything, but their bags are not worth the money. I can promise you
I mean,
you
it
that.
Looks okay from here, but I'm not expecting
it's
it up close.
It's the stitching that's coming out. That's my problem.
Yeah.
It's the stitching. You pay that kind of money, you expect quality stitching.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I understand I'm hard on bags. I get it. The stitching should not be a problem.
You need to find a company that's like a lifetime warranty on that kind of stuff.
Think so. All right, gentlemen.
Mine should have a lifetime warranty.
Quality podcast today, as always.
Cost enough. We got to plug our boy before we go.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Grove.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Grove. Call Ryan. You know what we've noticed around here, Nick and I have noticed, is it is January, which is typically the worst month of the year by far.
Things are picking up, though.
Because of this weather and the fact that it refuses to snow because I put too much gas in my car and I've ruined the climate. It's good for real estate. People are listing their houses. People are looking at houses. This is not, at least so far, knock on wood, your typical January. So if you're thinking about selling, now might be a good time to try, as long as we're not having blizzards and feet of snow on the ground. So if you're up in the Ames area, call Ryan Grove.
It's not going to happen.
At Hunziker, call Ryan. Ryan can also help you find a house. Good dude. We keep promising he'll be on. Hopefully he will.
Yeah, when is he going to join us?
I don't know. As soon as he wants to, I guess. So, Ryan Grove, Hunziker, call him, and go stay. We are going to win on Saturday.
Lock it up.